That's a little creepy every time Facebook releases a study, because it's just a reminder on how they know everything already about us. New study, according to Facebook, all of their members 25 and older, 15% of people are married to somebody that they went to high school with. Now, we don't know if many of these people started dating in high school, just that they ended up together. But 15% of all members are married to somebody that they went to high school with.
Speaking of Facebook, you know, you have probably, let's see, I have, if I check my friend list, looks like I have 489 friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
personal friends.
Probably know half of them. And I probably talk to about 10 of them on a regular basis. And according to a new survey, 34% of people say they're Facebook friends with people they don't even like and wouldn't talk to if they bumped into them in real life. So why are they Facebook friends?
Yeah, why are they?
Here are the top five reasons. To monitor their photos or status updates to see what they're up to and see if they're succeeding or failing.
And obviously hoping that they're failing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're a family member you have to be friends with.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good business connection to stay in contact with.
Okay, I'll buy that.
You don't want to deal with the consequences of defriending them. And being friends with them allows you to see what other people you're not Facebook friends with are doing, like your kid or your boss.
Uh-huh.
And the survey also found 22% of people have had an argument with someone because they assumed a vague Facebook status update was about them.
This Sunday, the Denver Broncos are favored by 28 points over the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is the biggest NFL point spread ever in the history of the National Football League. A website figured out the point spread so far above average at this statistically rare as a man weighing 450 pounds. So Denver Broncos are 28-point favorites for Sunday's game over the Jaguars.
21-year-old woman in England named Becky Thompson. She wants to thank a Good Samaritan for helping her in a huge way last month, but she hasn't gotten a chance to because she can't find him. Becky was driving her four-month-old daughter to daycare on September 17th when she lost control of her car and landed upside down in a ditch filled with water. She was able to get out of the car, and when she couldn't find the baby, when she finally did, about 4 minutes later, the baby wasn't breathing and was completely blue. Becky is training to be a nurse and knows what to do, but a random delivery guy who saw it happen ended up stepping in to be the hero because first he wrapped the baby in a t-shirt, then he started doing CPR. The guy was crying the whole time because neither of them expected it to work, but after about 3 minutes, baby started coughing and then screaming, obviously a good thing in this situation, ended up making a full recovery. Becky desperately wanted to thank the man who saved her daughter's life, but before she got a chance, he left the scene of the accident, and no one knows who he is, so she still can't track him down.
You know, for the first time since 1888, Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah are on the same date.
Huh.
That's not going to happen again for another 79,000 years.
I guess I won't be around to see it.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.